Hi, I'm Dr. Stogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation is February 19, 2024. I have got only 5 patients today, and date of evaluation for these patients is February 19, 2024, Monday. Please dictate in the beginning that patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective agenda. First patient is Snipe Leonard, 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Subject, Leonard is a 61-year-old, married, African-American male, seen for follow-up. He described that he has been feeling pretty good, denies any depression, anxiety, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any persecutory illusion, except still having problem with sleep. His medications was reviewed. Patient was educated about the medications and encouraged for compliance. Period. He denies, he agreed that he is going to continue the treatment. Period. He has got good relationship with his wife. He denies any involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Period. I discussed with him that I am going to start on melatonin, 10 milligram at bedtime. He can add the treatment, and I will see him again in 30 days, to which he agreed. He was alert, oriented, mood was appropriate, speech was clear, no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of psychosis, no involuntary movement, attention span was fair. Patient appears to be understand and willing to cooperate with the treatment. I also explained that he should continue seeing his medical physician for his medical treatment, to which he agreed. As a schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically improved, poor sleep, no plan, will continue with the fluphenazine 25.5 milligram BID, trazodone 150 milligram at bedtime, lamotrigine 25 milligrams twice a day, seroquel 300 milligram at bedtime, melatonin 10 milligram daily, 30 days supply was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect explained, consent obtained. Next solution is a Neiman Kip, N-I-E-M-A-N-K-I-P. Date of birth is 12-16-1986. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subjective and objective data. Neiman is 35-year-old, single, Caucasian male, who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder, depressed, and has been compliance with the medications. He is completing his PhD degree in chemical engineer, and he describes he's looking forward to face the defense. Period. He described due to the certain reason he was not able to continue taking Lamictal, which was explained during this last evaluation. He is still on clonopin, 0.5 milligram at bedtime, fluoxetine, 60 milligrams daily, bupropion, Wellbutrin XL, 300 milligrams 24 hourly, and Lamictal, 25 milligram BID. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, effect was bright, his speech was clear. He described that he is feeling the same, but have no suicidal ideation, any plan, or made any, or even think about it. He has been in compliance with the medications. There was no involuntary movement. Patient was given insight into his difficulties and appreciate his motivations and working on his problem, including his depression and anxiety. Patient has problem of having social skills and has been not much involved in outdoor activities. However, since he's on treatment, he has been doing pretty good. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, making improvement. Plan: I will send all the medications. Explain the risk and benefit of the medications, and encourage that Lamictal should be given in this. I have given smaller doses, monitor for the rash, and increase the doses accordingly. He understand. The follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is Carlesimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N. His date of birth is 827-1988. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subject is Jita. Kathleen is a 34-year-old married Caucasian female, mother of two young kids, has been treatment for attention deficit disorder and has been maintained on Adderall 10 mg in the morning and noon. She describes she is doing better, medication is working. She denies any problem with the attention span, concentration. She is working and describes she can focus better without medication. She become tired. She is attentive, cooperative. She feels a significant change since she has been taking Adderall 10 mg in the morning, 10 mg at noon. Risk, benefits, side effects are explained. Patient has been compliant with the medication. She described that she is not feeling depressed or suicidal. She is not having any mood change. She is not shows any irritability and agitation. And had not there was no impulsiveness. Assessment attention deficit disorder. Inattentive type plan, continue Adderall 10 in the morning, 10 at noon, 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefits explained, follow-up appointment was given in 4 weeks, end of dictation. Next solution is on VanCleave, VNCLEAVE, Leslie, LESLIE. His date of birth is 3/20/1958, telephone number is 586-774-9954, subject to Ajita. Leslie is a 65-year-old, married Caucasian male who has been treatment for schizoaffective disorder and currently has been doing fairly well. He is getting along with his wife, does not cause any aggression, and has been compliance medication. I educate him and further explain that since he has been taking medication regularly, he has not shown any decompensation or any paranoia or an anger towards his wife, to which is agreed. He denies any side effect of the medication. There was no voluntary movement. Sometimes he has tremors, which has been continued, but denies any dystonia or any dyskinesia. He described that he has got substance supply of the medication. Therefore, he does not get any refill of the prescription. I further educate him about the medication and obtain the consent. He is on Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg in the morning and noon. Depakote ER 500 mg at bedtime. The combination of the medication is effective, and he wanted to continue with the same medications, and follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. I also explained him if I'm not going to give any send prescription as he has substance supply of the medication, but he can always call the office if he has any issue with the medications, to which he's agreed. Prognosis guarded. Last evaluation is Nylon, N-E-Y-L-O-N, Junior, Denise, 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2313. Date of evaluation is 2/19/2024. Subject to Ajita. Nylon is a 65-year-old married Caucasian male who has been in treatment for bipolar depression. He has been feeling much better. He described he is not depressed or suicidal. There is no anxiety. He is taking care of his medications and has not been having any psychosocial issues, which he want to talk about it. He claimed medication is working fine and he is feeling much better. He also continue seeing his medical physician for his hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and arthritis, and recently was seen by ophthalmologist for his glaucoma and cataract. He was alert, oriented, having good eye contact. His mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought process organized, no side effect of the medication. Patient is on Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day, Wellbutrin 300 milligrams daily, Trazodone 50 milligrams at bedtime, Duloxetine 30 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect I explain. I will send the prescription for 30 days. Prognosis guarded. This is the end of dictation. Then by Dr. Stogi. Bye.